Hi, and welcome to the Organized for Success podcast, the show where we provide home organizing and productivity tips so that you can get your home and life organized and stay organized. I'm your host, Kathy McEwen. To be honest with you, I'm not even sure where to start with this week's episode. It's going to be different than my usual episodes. First of all, I want to explain why I had to take a bit of break from recording episodes of this podcast, and I apologize if you're wondering where I have been. I was out of town. I was presenting at a four-day event, and as soon as I got back to Florida, I got the most heartbreaking phone call. My 23-year-old nephew had unexpectedly passed away. I couldn't believe what I was hearing. My sister and my family members were and still are absolutely devastated. So I booked a flight to Ottawa. For those of you who don't know, I live in Florida part-time, and then I also live close to Ottawa, and that's in Ontario, Canada. So I had just gotten back actually from there, and then I got the devastating news. So I booked a flight to go back to Ottawa. And I stayed with my sister while helping her with funeral arrangements and being the support that she and my family members needed. It was a difficult time for all of us with a ton of emotions. And I'm now back in Florida and I'm in my office as I record this episode. And by the way, stay to the end of this episode because I'm going to be discussing how I worked with young widows whose husbands passed away at a young age. So I just want to tell you a little bit about that. So while I was away in Ottawa, I got behind in my work. I was 3 weeks behind in recording this podcast, as well as 3 weeks behind in sending out emails with decluttering and home organizing tips. And I was at least 2 weeks behind in posting in my Facebook group, which is called Organize for Success. And I was 3 weeks behind in my business planning, creating videos and courses because I went away on a first for the event that I was going to, which was a four-day event that I was presenting at. Actually, I was there for 5 days, and then I came back, and then I left again. So I really ended up getting behind in my work, like big time. So, and I also got behind in cleaning and organizing my own home because, you know, I wanted to get some stuff done, but I left in such a frenzy that I didn't get everything done that I wanted to before I left. And the reason I am telling you this is because, you know what, we are all human and it is okay to let things slide when a traumatic event happens. We must remember to be kind and patient to ourselves and not feel guilty about putting off our tasks. And now I would be lying if I didn't think to myself that I should have had a good month's worth of work done ahead of time because, we should always be ahead of the game, right? Because you never know what could happen that's going to put you behind. So sometimes it's just not possible. It's just not possible. And that is what happened to me. I just wasn't able to have a month's worth of work ahead of time. But it's always better if you can, right? But sometimes things happen and it's just not possible. And that is exactly what happened to me. And you know what? I am not going to beat myself up over this. I'm not. This is what I, and that is actually what I would have done a year ago. Definitely. Because I am a perfectionist and it truly bothers me when things don't go as planned. So I definitely would have been taking this a lot harder. And I would have been way more harder on myself. But to be honest, I am okay with needing this time off. I'm okay with that. I'm okay that I didn't get all my tasks done. And I'm still mourning the loss of my nephew. And some days are harder than others. But I am going to move forward and start tackling the tasks that I need to do. Right? Like, otherwise, I'm just going to end up way too far behind. So I never want you guys to get behind that bad that you can't catch up. But it is okay to mourn your loss. It is okay if you have some kind of traumatic event to put things on hold. And I'm not going to beat myself up over it. I'm just not. So, but I have to start getting back on track, right? So that's what I'm doing now. I'm back in Florida. I'm back in my office. I'm focusing on the tasks at hand. And some of the things I'm going to be working on is my bookkeeping, for one, because, hey, it's tax time. Very soon, it's going to be here, and I need to get all my bookkeeping in order. So I'm definitely going to be focusing on that going forward. And I'm also going to be working on a few freebies that I'm going to be giving out to those who are part of my community. And by the way, if you're not on my email list or in my Facebook group, Organized for Success, then you're going to want to get in one of those, if not both of them, because I'm going to be sending out free resources that will be sure to help you with your home organizing journey. So to get on my email list, which you can actually unsubscribe at any time, if it's not something that you want, it doesn't work for you, feel free to unsubscribe. You can do that at any time. But if you want to get on that list and get access to my free masterclass, The 3 Important Steps to Decluttering and Organizing Your Home, go to kathymcewan.com. So it's kathymcewan.com and fill out the form. It's right on the first page. You might have to go down a bit, but there's a little form that you fill out, just your name and email. And once you do that, I automatically will be sending you the masterclass, you know, right away. And like I said, there's no cost to that to you. It's free. And by the way, you can take that masterclass whenever you have time. You don't have to take it right away. Just because you sign up for it doesn't mean you have to take it right away. You can take it whenever you have time, and you're going to have lifetime access to it. So like I said, you can keep it. You can review it at any time, go back to it, whatever you want to do. So also, I'm in the free Facebook group, Organized for Success. And I just want to make sure that if you decide to join, that you look for the one that's Organized for Success and the cover photo says with Kathy McEwen. So there's a picture of me, and it does say with Kathy McEwen in the photo, because I now notice that there's other Facebook groups that are using the same name as mine. Originally, I was the only one, but now I think there's more than me out there that have a Facebook group called Organized for Success. I kind of think they should only have one person with that name, but anyways, I think pretty sure that you can have the same group name as mine. And I'm pretty sure there are others out there. So just make sure that you're hopping on the right one. And I'm in there daily with additional tips and solutions. You know, sometimes we share some before and after photos and other photos, and I'll be doing some weekly videos plus so much more. So if you think that will be helpful for you and you're on Facebook, hop in to Organize for Success. All right. So back to dealing with the loss of a loved one. I really want to mention to you that if you experience a traumatic event, take the time you need. And when you're ready, hop back on the bandwagon and ask for help if you need it. Don't worry if your home gets a bit more cluttered. Don't worry if you don't phone people back right away, because your phone often rings. That's what happens. Everybody's phoning to see how everyone is. And you know what? If you're not ready to answer that call, or then just don't. It's okay. Don't worry about the small stuff too. Like if you have those little things, your tasks you're supposed to be done, just don't worry about it. Instead, take the time you need and then slowly get back into getting your tasks done. And definitely reach out for help if you need it, right? So if there are some important things that need to get done and you need that help, reach out and get that extra help. When I was doing hands-on home organizing help, I had a lot of clients who were young widows. And it always broke my heart when I heard about their young husbands. Some of them were in their 20s and 30s passing away. And, you know, I didn't really experience that before, because none of my family at that time lost spouses that were in their 20s and 30s. I never had any friends or family, not too many anyways. It's not something that was very common, but it was when I was working with these clients. So actually what they did is some of the women belonged to a support group for young widows, and they would pass around my contact info to other women who were mourning the loss of their husbands. And then I would go and help these women go through their husband's items and organize their home. And not all women were the same. They all mourn differently, and that is okay. So, you know, if you're mourning and you're not the same as somebody else, it's okay. We tend to mourn differently. And I was there for support and to get the tasks on hand done for these women who lost their husbands. And I remember some women finding it very difficult to go through their husband's items. They couldn't do it at all. So I would go through the items and I would sort the items into categories and I would put them into containers and I would label the containers so that it was easier for my clients to see what was there. Now, so just to go back for a second, if I'm going through, and it wasn't always just young wives as well. I mean, there were some seniors that lost their husbands and I worked with them as well, both husbands and wives, actually. I worked with both. But when I was going through this with them, and if they were really finding it too emotional to go through it, then I did one of two things. I either said, hey, let's stop this right now. I don't think you're ready. This is too much for you. I don't want to see you suffering in this way. So we can book another organizing session another day. Or what most of them wanted me to do actually was to, as I mentioned earlier, was to actually go through the items for them. They weren't there. They weren't present when I was doing it. They were having a tea or sitting down, relaxing or doing something. They just didn't even want to watch me do it. So I would go through the items. I would sort them and then I would put them into containers and I would label the containers so that way they knew what was in the containers. But they didn't actually have to go through the items to, you know, make those categories. I did that all for them. So it was just easier for them in the long run because they weren't ready. And I also told them, when you are ready, go through them. Until then, they're in a safe place and they'll be there for you when you're ready. So unless you are in a major hurry, maybe the house is sold and you've got to get the items out of the house, or I'm not sure what your situation may be, but if you're not in a major hurry to go through those items and you're not ready, then don't bother. Don't worry about them. Put them aside and do it when you are ready. Now, some women I worked with, they were more ready than others. So they were there with me and the client was able to make the decisions on what to keep and what to let go. And then, you know, we packaged up the donations and anything they were keeping. We, you know, containerized them or put them in containers and stored them for them. And so it really does depend on the stage you're in and how badly you're mourning. Like I said, not everyone's the same. So I really hope that you do not have to go through a difficult or traumatic event. But if you do, remember it is okay to let things slide and don't feel guilty about not getting things done. Instead, give yourself some time and then get back on track with your tasks. Now, having said that, you don't want to have things pile up too much because you may never catch up, right? So don't want that to happen. I don't want that to ever happen to you, that where now you're living in more of a chaos because you've been going through this. I really want you to either try to make it work by doing some of the tasks or getting the help that you need so that you never feeling too overwhelmed with everything. So I wish you nothing but the best. I hope to see you in the free Organized for Success group or in my email community. And until next time, I will see you later. See you next time.